Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, Tsurumi Haruna and the Purifiers were surprised by an unexpected transformation from Rassler Pain during their interrogation. Unfortunately, due to Rassler gaining power from his god Azazel, Miyazu was yet again attacked by the remaining acolytes that also gained a portion of this power. Thankfully, the Purifiers were able to defeat Rassler in time while I was busy with the others defending Miyazu from the remaining acolytes. The battle ended, with them having to kill Rassler though, instead of bringing him in alive, which is what their original mission was. Now they must travel back to Kaori Shrine to receive their next mission. I hope their journeys to Satohira Keep is a safe one. Episode 102, Satohira Keep.
Welcome back to another episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on TNC, the Purest Fires had settled down in Miyazu after capturing Rassler Pain. And with Tsurumi Haruna at their back, they were attempting to try and interrogate Rassler Pain. Unfortunately, Rassler was able to gather the energies and power of his god Azazel and become what he called Rassler Ascended. And through that, he was able to break out of the prison that they had put him in, and the party, along with Tsurumi, had to do battle with Rassler. It was a devastating battle, as y'all remember. Y'all were dropping like flies left and right. He was Hulk pressing, God pressing, doing holy punches left and right. It was almost a massacre. But thankfully, the party was able to succeed in defeating him. And that is where basically where we left off last session. So we're going to kick it up right after that battle. You guys are still in the town square of Miyazu, and you're standing there breathing heavily and exhausted from that fight. And Rassler has shriveled up now. His body is just a soulless husk at this moment. As you're standing there, what do you all do, or what do you all say?
I was sure he's down.
This is the most quiet he's ever been. I think he is.
You know, you do got a point there. He does have a tendency to, you know, boast and go on about his gardens.
Loves the sound of his own voice. You were kind of hard in that fight, Roy.
I mean, I don't know. Just give me a minute. I need to catch my breath.
Yeah, I feel you.
Tsurumi Haruna, she walks towards the four of you. She's also panting heavily. She's tired from that fight. Remember, I think everyone got knocked out at least once during that fight, except for Stella, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And as she is looking down at his husk, she looks at the four of you. Damn it. We were supposed to bring him back to Mizuno Amari alive, but at this point, there's nothing we can do about that. Good job, everyone. You helped save Miyazu yet again. You should be proud of yourselves. But she does look down at his husk. Although, we should probably make sure he is dead. I don't want him attempting to come back from that husk of his while we least expect it. Does someone want to try and do a double tap?
I mean, if he is still alive, we should bring it to Mizuno Amari.
Roy's going to cast his firebolt.
are you like standing right next to him doing it?
Yeah. Or
are you like,
to stand right next to him and do it.
Okay, so as you're standing above him, Tsurumi does look at Hota. She goes, well, Hota does make a little bit of sense, but at this point, I don't know. I think he is dead. I'll let you all decide this one. Roy, are you still shooting?
Yep.
You're always like, fuck you, motherfucker. All right, so as you're standing there, you point your finger down or your hand as you begin to channel that firebolt energy. And just as you're about to cast that cantrip, you do get a bit of a scare. The shriveled up husk sits up with its arms reaching up at you.
Shit.
And as it does that, you blast Rassler in the face for 7 fire damage. Now, it really wasn't Rassler really trying to harm you or anything. It was more of like the body still having a bit of a twitch and the nerves still kind of twitching about. But as you blast Rassler in the face, you just see that shriveled old man's face explode and the husk drops back down headless.
I'm thinking it was the DM trying to fuck with this.
Damn, Chug Royce over here. Damn.
Meanwhile, as I mentioned, the town did have some of the other acolytes that also were freed and somewhat transformed, just like Rassler. Not nearly as strong or anything as Rassler, but the other purifiers that were in town, including the other shrine maidens that came to support you guys, were able to take out some of the other acolytes that were scattered along the town. And in the distance, you do see a friendly face walking towards you from the south. And it is Taraki. As he's walking towards you guys, he notices everything that's the damages that have been done in the town square. He has also come across some other purifiers doing battle with some of those acolytes. And you see he's panting and he's got some blood on his fists as he's walking towards the party.
It looks like you guys had trouble as well.
He looks down at the shriveled husk.
Is that who I think it is?
Oh, yeah, what's left of them?
Yeah. I was hoping you would be able to take him back to question, but I guess not.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at Roy over there.
Well, I guess not.
Well, he did say he would be back. Don't want to risk that, especially if he pulls what he pulled today or something worse.
Forgive me. I was hoping I could get here in time. I heard the commotion from the distance near my house. However, I came across an acolyte that was somewhat transformed. Did Rassler transform too? It was as if their god was supplying them with unlimited energies.
Yeah. He had 4 arms.
He had what?
Multiple arms.
4 arms. No way.
Yeah, like not arms under your bicep forearms, but like more than 3.
Interesting. I have never seen someone with 4 arms before. Sounds like a fairy tale made by my parents. There used to be a creature by the name of Goro that had 4 arms. He devoured a man that tried to do battle with him in something called Mortal Kombat. It was a story to scare the children.
Sounds lame. Well, this would be one for the books for sure. Way to write a rap about this.
I'm sure you've gained a lot of experience here in Miyazu. You'll have plenty to sing about, Bard.
Well, experience getting holy fisted in the face. Not my favorite thing in the world.
So he
the divinity drink times. Wasn't bad, though. I'll give him that.
Well, I'm glad the 4 of you are all safe, including you. He looks at Tsurumi Haruna. But my apologies. I was hoping to get here in time to help you, but it seems as if you don't need my help. You have proven yourselves to be capable and strong.
And as he's saying this, he's looking around town. Most of the villagers scattered, afraid that they would be caught in the combat. But it seems that the other purifiers here were able to take them out, so we should be safe. I'll go and gather the villagers and make sure that they understand it is safe to come back. In the meantime, there are a couple of things I think you would be interested in. He points to one of the buildings that's in the town square.
I don't know if she has told you yet, but many of the villagers have gathered some treasures of sorts, equipment. We don't need it here in Miyazu. Perhaps you could use it. There is a couple of things in there I think you might find beneficial for your future missions as purifiers.
Okay. We don't turn down free stuff.
Haruna looks at the four of you, then at Taraki, and she's nodding. We're going to have to leave Miyazu soon. The other purifiers and shrine maidens will stay here for the meantime to make sure Miyazu is well safe from any other potential attacks of the Yaksha from the Moritai's Maelstrom. But the four of you must return with me to Kaori's shrine. We won't be able to teleport from here. We have to go south. It's going to be a couple of days on foot. We have to reach the fortress of... One second. I don't remember the name. One goddamn second. all right, here we go. We have to return to the fortress of Satohara Keep. From there, we can use their teleportation circle to take us back to Kaori's shrine. We should make haste. As you all are aware, you are the ones that came from Tawny Keep and saw the devastation on the borders. I fear that General Ranak and his forces of Koldar have pushed further into our territories, but I have not heard a single word lately. We should return at once.
Yeah, I want all of this godforsaken town as fast as possible.
What do you mean by that? What's wrong with my town, Hota?
Oh, no, the random zealots are about that were trying to kick us in the shit.
Well,
the entire time I was here leaves a bad impression.
We've taken them all out. You all know they're not locals.
Yeah, but it still happened while I was here.
Well, I'm sorry to say and hear that. Despite those crazed zealots, Miyazu is a nice and peaceful town. You should come back in the future and actually experience the town for what it really is, and not for the facade that was forced into your memories.
Oh, yeah, future. Future yeah, it fair. Is. Yeah, hey, my head's on a pike.
Yeah, we'll give it a few weeks, months, or years to let the effects wear off, and then we'll be back.
Very well. Well, come with me. I'll show you where those supplies are. And Tsurumi looks at the four of you as she's putting away some of her stuff. She's walking back towards the now destroyed building that Rassler was kept in. Very well. Collect your things. You've rested for the evening. I know you're now exhausted after that fight, but it is early morning and we do have plenty of days on foot to get to the keep. So go grab these supplies and say your goodbyes. We are leaving today. And she turns around to walk away for a moment to gather some of her things. Meanwhile, Taraki walks up to you guys. All right. If you're still interested in those supplies, follow me. And he walks towards one of the buildings in the courtyard. And as he does so, he opens the door and he steps in. Do you guys follow him?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So as you all follow him, he walks into the building and it's just a simple house. It's nothing fancy or anything like that. But in the living area of the house, there are several items scattered on the floor. And he walks over to them and he points down. Here, I figured these supplies would be of use to you. If not, leave them here with us and I guess we can sell them. Make some money off of it. Or I guess if you want to sell them, you can. But I figured you would probably use them. And as he's pointing down at supplies, you see there's bags of things and a couple of weapons scattered about. What do you all do?
Gotta take a look.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So as you all are inspecting the gear, you do find there are two rings that are on the floor next to this beautiful, beautifully crafted mace. And next to that mace and two rings, there is also a magnificent rapier that is sheathed. And alongside of those two weapons and rings, there are two tied scrolls lying next to each other. Taraki folds his arms as he's looking down at them, or at the weapons.
I figured this rapier and this mace would be beneficial to you guys. I don't need my weapons, for you know my fists are my weapons.
Is there anything, are these
magic weapons? Are these regular?
You're not sure until you take a look at them. Taraki doesn't know, so he just saw the supplies and figured you guys might want them.
That shit
you
was
can,
trash.
You can make me a... Yeah, don't do perception. Make me a arcana check.
Also trash.
Ooh, that's 7. So
somebody else roll.
Yeah.
I don't have good arcana.
Roy,
what that mace is about.
Felicia's sick as hell, but she's like, I want that mace, though. She over there licking her lips.
How she go in with the debate club?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roy... which makes sense. Roy got 21 on his arcana, Hotel with a 12, and... Yome with a 17. This makes perfect sense. Roy is the blacksmith. He is the artificer, so he does understand magic. And with Yome being a cleric, she also can feel some of that magic as well. Hota, with a 12, you're just not sure if they're very magical at all. You just can tell they're beautifully crafted, well made. You know they're at least like masterwork weapons, but you can't tell if there's magic. But Roy... and Yome, you guys feel a bit of magic radiating from the mace.
All right. What about, I want the rapier, if the one called dibs on it.
Yeah. Roy's going to just inspect them, see what magical properties they might possess.
As you pick the mace up or the rapier?
First the mace, then the rapier.
As you pick the mace up, it is light. It feels lighter than a regular mace would feel. But as you are holding on to it, you definitely, with that 21 arcana, know there's magic to it at this point. And as you try to make sense of it, you do notice along the handle of the mace, there are some runes that have been inscribed on it. And as you look at the mace, you can tell through the script itself, it is a mace of thunder.
Ooh.
What this mace does is it gives you a +1 to not just your damage, but +1 to hit things.
Nice.
And it deals an additional 1d8 thunder damage that is added onto the normal damage of the mace.
So your mace going to get a bonking stick with spice on it.
Got it.
Stay on her good side.
Mace of Thunder, again, +1 to hit and damage, and it deals an additional 1d8 thunder damage. That's addition to the 1d6 bludgeoning damage that a mace typically does.
Okay. He will relay that message to the group and ask who wants it.
You know she's already reaching for it. Arms extended.
Bro, it's already in her bag. You didn't even have to make a sleight of hand. It's already in the bag.
Yep.
Roy would have no issues giving it to her.
Felicia said, I see Shadow Heart in Boulder's Gate. I need that.
Right.
So now that you know what the mace is, Roy, do you take a look at the rapier?
Yes.
As you check the rapier out, you do notice it is emanating very slight magic. You couldn't tell at first until you started holding it. As you hold on to this rapier, you do notice there is a very small sigil engraved on one side of the blade of the rapier. And as you look down at it, you can see that it is indeed a magical blade. And what the rapier is it is known as a keen rapier. There is magic tied to it that allows the rapier to deal more damage than usual. The rapier gives you a +1 to your damage, a +1 to hit, but it also increases the critical radiant or the critical range from, instead of having to roll a 20 to crit, you only have to roll a 19 or a 20.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah. I need that.
Bryce said, let me just put that in my bag.
So +1 to hit, +1 to damage, and then only a 19 to crit.
Yep. So if you roll a 19 or a 20, it is a crit.
Damn. And you already know.
Y'all are like rubbing your hands like, ooh, yes.
All right.
Taraki looks at Yomi as she takes hold of the mace, and Stella, as she takes hold of the rapier, his arms are still folded. So,
Tell me, is it magical?
It is.
Feels a lot better than what I had.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. You purifiers do have to deal with the Yaksha on a daily basis. I'm happy to have helped. There are two rings there, though. I don't know if they are magical, but it seems like they might be if these two are. This Rassler and his acolyte sure had a treasure trove of equipment.
Yeah, a bunch of brainwashed bootlickers probably donated it.
Probably.
This is highly possible. So, do you guys inspect the rings? And there's two scrolls as well.
Yeah, he will. Roy would.
You'll have to make me another Arcana check.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And we roll one.
All right, Yome with a 9. Yome does not sense any magic from the rings. Neither does Roy or Stella. But Hota with a 15. Hota, you eye both of those rings.
Of course, a rogue would see it.
And you do feel some magic coming from both rings. Again, both of these rings. One is a beautifully golden crafted ring with a ruby engraved into it. The other is made of a platinum silver with an emerald engraved into it. As you take hold of both rings, you do know there is magic involved. And Hota, with a 15 Arcana, I will say you're not sure what the emerald ring does, but you know what the ruby ring does. Do you put it on to see if you feel any different, or no?
I mean, we've had bad experience from just touching stuff.
Yes.
So now, he's going to put it on.
All right. As you put the ruby ring on, the gold ruby, you feel lighter on your feet. You feel like you could dodge easier. You feel like it's easier to move around. It is a ring of protection, +1 AC. Nice.
Ooh. Oh, look at me. I'm moving around like, I'm just moving around. Check it out.
He's doing Dark Souls rolls around the Yome.
As you're doing that, you're just rolling into barrels, breaking the barrels and whatnot, and pots. Taraki looks over at you.
Hey, what are you doing? We are in someone's house.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
What's the other ring do?
You know, I have no idea. Yeah, you take it. Take a look at it.
Stella, as you take the ring, do you go ahead and make me another Arcana check?
So I don't want to be greedy. We'll get it to Roy. I'm garbage.
Oh, here, Roy. You seem to know more about this. It just looks pretty to me.
Make another Arcana, Roy. All
right.
A 12. No. Okay. So as you're holding on to it, you don't necessarily know what it does. You do know there's magic that's coming from it. You just don't know what it does. The only other person that might right now that you can think of, Tsurumi, she might be able to tell you what it does, but right now, none of you...
Or you could take it to a shop.
Or you could, you could take it to someone that might know. Yeah. But Taraki can't help you in this.
Ro will just say, I'm not too familiar with making jewelry, so this is kind of above my skill set.
Perhaps you can find someone in town or that Tsurumi lady might know. Sorry, I am not accustomed to magic unless it is in part of my E energy.
It's okay. I need to go take these gauntlets. He pulls out Rassler's gauntlets. I need to smelt these down anyway.
Very good. Get rid of those disgusting, vile weapons. He wanted to pretend like he was a monk with those damned weapons. No monk needs golden gauntlets to punch a man in the face. He didn't know the power of his own ki. That's his downfall.
Roy will just kind of sneak out after hearing that because he has gauntlets himself.
I wasn't trying to throw a dirty jab at you, Roy, if that's what you think.
It kind of felt like it.
Well, unlike you, Rassler relied on brute strength. You are an artificer. You put magic into your attacks, which makes sense. Rastler was using something called Holy Fist. Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. It hurt. It really hurt. He's rubbing his chin.
Oh, just like, that shit fucking hurt, bro.
And I guess apparently his god was real. Who would have thought?
Not as powerful as the Omni Kami.
That's right.
Well, there are two scrolls here. I'm assuming they're magical scrolls. You can take those as well if you'd like. I have no use for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess Roy will try to read those, see what they do.
Don't read it out loud.
You take
Roy scrolls, knows better than that.
Go ahead and make me some. Go ahead and make me some Arcana checks.
All right.
So you're reading the scrolls. This isn't as hard as trying to feel if there's magic. You're just reading the scrolls in your mind. With a base 10, you know what both scrolls do. You have one scroll of Bear's Endurance. What Bear's Endurance does is it's a one-time use. The user of the scroll can use the scroll to gain advantage on constitution checks. It also gives the user 2d6 temporary hit points, which are lost when the spell ends. The spell lasts for 1 hour. Scroll of Bear's Endurance. Yeah. The other scroll is a scroll of Detect Magic. One-time use.
Nice.
Well, there you have it. Two scrolls, two weapons, and two rings. I think that's pretty good loot. If those weapons are as magical as you say they are, I'm sure they're worth something. Looks like you all got some treasure in this whole debacle here in Miyazu. Aren't you happy? And Taraki tries, he gives you this awkward smile, showing his fangs.
Oh, yeah, the sword. I go get that.
The what?
The sword. What's his face? Faust?
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, yes, take his sword. I could care less for it. Get that disgusting, vile weapon out of my village.
Oh, speaking of things we've taken. Hey, Taraki, you like footwear, right?
It depends. My toenails, being a tiger yeki, are fairly sharp.
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
Sometimes I prefer to be barefooted. It's easier on me as a monk, but go ahead. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I took that guy's kicks.
Oh.
I take a look. Got the pumps on him.
Wait. The kicks. The one that the wrestler man was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. By the Omni Kami. Those were some beautiful kicks.
You're damn right. So I took him off his feet. Here. If you want him as a gift.
Taraki's eyes light up and he starts playing with the pumps.
These are amazing.
You just see him pumping the shoes.
Yep.
By the Omni Kami. I don't care if these fit me or not. These are going on my shelf at home.
My boy got some Reeboks.
You won't need them where he's going.
Oh.
Well, I know these come from a vile man, but these kicks are too beautiful to pass up. I don't sense any evilness from these. You poor things. To be worn by such a vile man, I will take care of you.
At this point, Taraki's kind of ignoring you guys as he's admiring the kicks.
Well, I think he's a happy camper. Shall we put this baby to bed?
The what now?
Gather all things and leave.
Oh.
Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious, nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C, And best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap, and you're good to go. With over 30 plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Me personally, like Damien, I like things that look expensive, so I went with the black marble. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. And go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And now, without further ado, back to our adventure.
Well, you never heard that before?
No.
Putting the baby to bed?
No.
Not once?
No.
Oh. He starts putting some herbs in his pipe. He's going to smoke it while staring at Roy.
You shouldn't smoke in someone else's house. That's kind of rude.
What now?
We've been here before. He's done a full reset. You never changed.
Well, before you guys leave, Miyazu, I will be meeting you at the entrance along with my sister. There is something we must discuss before you leave, but go ahead and go gather your things. I will see you at the entrance here soon. I hope you have enjoyed the treasures here, and I hope you can make use of them. See you soon. And Toraki is going to walk out of the building. And
bye, Toraki! See ya!
He will meet you guys later, but right before you guys leave. And as you guys are stepping out, Tsurumi's already outside. She's got her bag, folding her arms. She's looking at the four of you. Well, anything useful in there?
Not for you, but huh? You know, it was stuff we needed.
I wasn't anticipating you to give me any of these things. I don't
care. Oh, okay. Just being sure, because you got your book and all. I still got to finish that.
Yes, of course.
What is it? Moon Popsicle?
How can you get such a title incorrect? You hurt my head. I have a headache.
You know us, the ogre and the fancy goblin.
We just had a massive battle.
Oh, I've corrected you guys on the title numerous times within the last hour. It is Smoke and the Sickle.
Smoke and the Sickle.
That's I'm right. Smoking now, actually. You want some?
No, I do not. You ruined that moment for me. I was at a really good chapter. While we're traveling, I will be reading some other novels. Don't you ever dare disrupt me again during my precious novel time, especially when I'm reading the next one, Shot in the Dark.
Oh, that is fascinating. I really like that vein you got in your forehead there. Really attractive.
Hey, I was wondering about this ring. Roy will interrupt the conversation.
She looks at Roy. What about the ring?
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it. I know it's magical, but I don't know.
Hand it over.
I'm at a loss.
Let me see.
He'll hand the ring over.
She takes the ring in her hand and she looks down at it. Beautiful ring. Well crafted. I am sensing some magic from it. Let me see if I can figure this out. And she's going to roll an arcana. And 1 second, let me have her roll. Let's see here. Ooh, okay, she got a 17. She looks at the ring, she pulls it up to her face, and her eye, she closes one eye, and she's inspecting it. It does have magical properties, but it's not a ring most people will really be able to use. However, I think you'll be able to use it, as she looks at Stella. It seems it is a ring made for bards. Here, put it on.
Okay. Now what?
As you put the ring on, you do
feel the magic charge within you. As a bard, this ring is known as a ring of inspirational healing. When you cast bardic inspiration on a target, the target also gains 1d4 healing.
Nice.
Charges are based on your current proficiency bonus, which should be 3 at level 5. In order to recharge the ring, you must have a long rest. So you get 3 charges based off your proficiency bonus. Every time you cast Bardic Inspiration on someone, they get to heal 1d4.
Nice.
Nice.
You said 3 times per long rest?
Yep. Right now, until your proficiency bonus goes up. But yeah. It's right now, your proficiency is a 3 at level 5.
Need all the heals we can get.
Yep, so not only will they get that D6 inspiration, they'll get a little bit of a heal. It's not a lot, but like you said, a little bit helps.
Yes. Even if the, yeah, that way, even if it doesn't help their roll, it doesn't completely go to waste.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
So nice.
1 to 4 HP can... change that can be a major difference in battle.
Yes, it can.
Absolutely.
So it's a free heal. So she's looking at you still. What do you think? Is it a ring you'll be able to use, Bard?
I think so.
Good. Because you're going to need it. We have a lot to do. Did you all get treasure in that room? Or was treasure only meant for a couple of you?
Just a couple of things, really.
Very well. Well, as I've mentioned, we have to get to Satahira Keep. It's a couple of days on foot from here. We just have to travel south till we reach the keep. It is along Muay Thai's maelstrom, so we do have to be careful of any potential yaksha, as always. But I don't anticipate us running into any trouble. Plus, you'll be traveling. I'll be traveling with purifiers. You guys are used to yaksha. Do you have everything you need? Are you all ready to leave, Miyazu? Have you said your goodbyes?
I need to get my bag of holding.
Well, go get it.
Yes, ma'am.
There are a ton of people here I want to say goodbye to. Mm. That's just the truth.
Fair enough. From what I've heard, you haven't really been able to meet most of them, at least their real selves. They were all brainwashed by this... Viridian Whispers, or whatever it's called, the Soli Soli plant that you all found.
Yeah, maybe there needs to be some kind of rule, you know, that you can't hoard those plants and you can't do stuff with them.
Well, those plants, known as the Soli Soli plants, are typically from Tirister. They're not common here in Ashai. So I don't think we have much to worry about unless someone's smuggling them in, like this Rassler. But I will make sure that Mizuno Amari understands this Soli Soli plant and knows that we should ban it from Ashai. And if anyone's smuggling it in, it could be punishment by death. After seeing what it has caused here in Miyazu, that is a dangerous drug.
Roy's going to come back and kind of chime in. Maybe we should have like a department of to check people's stuff coming in from the from out the other lands.
You like trying to make TSA?
Right.
TSA.
Get over and cough.
You mean you want people to fill me up, huh? For
you
free.
Don't live here.
I mean, I can leave and come back.
Ew.
That's free, right? Yeah, this whole check thing.
Surumi is like, you guys do know that they check for these at the borders and through shipments already. It's just... this was a particular plant we weren't aware of that could cause such harm. But now that we understand what the Soli Soli plant can do, my understanding is you do have to know how to make this drug known as the Verdant Whispers, but it is something we'll make sure to keep an eye out on from this time going forward. I'll make sure of that. The officials already have plenty of things to worry about. The Koldarians, the Yaksha, etc. I'm sure this is going to be something that pleases them. But that's up for the government to figure out, not us.
Fair enough.
All right, well...
government! Where were they when this town was groveling on its knees?
Busy with the war front, unfortunately.
Oh, please. I'm so fed up with all the politics of it all.
From what I understand, from what my understanding is, politics are even worse than Tirista.
You might be right, but don't change the subject. There's a much, much bigger place and harder to control. But this little town, it never should have. What was happening here, the way it flew under the radar for so long? They don't care about the small towns. They don't care about the people. But the purifiers? Well, we gonna make it right.
Wait, isn't Tirista some backwater third world or something?
Hey.
That's just what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not.
I mean, yeah, it's got its downsides. I'll give you that.
Huh.
But I've never been to a place that doesn't.
I hear, Surumi speaks up. I hear that Tirista has two pantheons of gods. One's called the Octatic Divines, a group of good gods, I think, while the other is called the Heptatic Evils. Interesting with the gods and Tirister don't work together like the gods here in Ashai. The only bad god here in Ashai is Mori Tai, and he's not of this world.
So you good want... and bad gods?
Yes.
Sounds so complicated.
It sounds very complicated, just like politics.
Yeah, I'm not bright enough for all that.
Well, as I've said, I'll keep note of all things here, as you've all have relayed to Mizuno Amari, thanks to Yome writing in the scroll. She is aware of most of the things that have happened here, except for what just took place today. She won't be pleased with the death of Rassler, but we can still, I guess, as she looks over at his headless, raisined up body, I guess we could bring it, just in case.
I'm not carrying it.
Don't you have a bag of holding, Roy?
I don't want to put that in there.
Yeah, pick up that jerky. Put it in there.
It's easier than any of us having to drag that husk, Roy. Put it this way.
Okay.
You're doing it for, or as an order from Mizuno Amari.
You did set his ass on fire anyway.
You did blow his head off.
Without us asking.
Yes, indeed.
I mean...
Yes?
Never mind. He just go ahead and put the body in his bag of holding.
You could just wrap the body in some cloth. That way it's not just lying in your space.
He just does it.
No, so you're just going to allow that husk to rub against all your other belongings? I mean, I don't know.
Put that giant bone in there, too, so.
Yomei just like, that bone's in there, just so you know. Well, all right, let's get going. We don't have much time. And she begins to walk out toward the exit of the village. Do you all follow? Is there anything else you need to do while you're in Miyazu? I will say, go ahead and heal up. You will be able to rest, so go ahead and just max yourselves HPs and gain your spells back, because
awesome.
Yeah, you will be resting while you're traveling, so go ahead and take care of that now, just so we don't have to worry about it or you guys forget anything. But is there anything else you all need to do before you guys head towards the exit of Miyazu? You've been here for several sessions. Good old Miyazu. This arc has come to a close.
Nah, I'm falling close behind Surumi.
Roy's going to kind of be on the tail end, mumbling to himself. This is some bullshit. I'm tired of this shit.
Y'all didn't change. We going to come back all different.
Right.
His pants a little lower and shit.
Yep.
Durag on.
He already has a do-rag.
Right, it's just pulled tighter and shit.
Right.
Pulled damn. Tighter.
He actually trying to get waves.
Well, as you guys follow Surumi, as she mentioned, the other purifiers, again, are going to be staying behind. It's just going to be the four of you traveling with her south to the keep. The others that aided you here in town will stay behind temporarily to make sure the town is okay. But as you guys reach the gates of Miyazu, you see Taraki is waiting there for you, along with his sister, Torami. And as you guys reach the gates, Taraki steps forward.
It seems we caught you at the right time. In the words of, in behalf of Miyazu, I, Taraki, including my sister, Torami, we thank you for what you've done here in Miyazu. I wouldn't have been able to save the townsfolk without any of your help. So, you have my appreciation. There isn't much I can give you, but Torami insisted that we give you the gold that we have for your support as thanks and tribute. And he holds out a bag with gold in it. In that bag, you'll find there is 200 gold coins. It's all we monks have. I hope you use it wisely and it benefits you on your travels.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. You keep your money.
Strumi looks at the four of you. She looks at the bag of gold. Why not? We could use it.
I don't do this for money. I do it to protect his fair sister. And to help a friend, Taraki.
What about the three of you? None of you want the gold?
I'll take it.
Right, run me a little bit.
Damn.
I gotta recolor my hair, it's fading. You remember that stage where I fell in the water?
Puta is like Sanji.
Sanji?
If there's a girl involved, he's like, no, I don't need it. If it was a man, he would've been like, give me that gold.
Right.
I guess where you come from.
It's 200 gold, so the three of you can split it. You all get about 66 gold each. If the three of you split it without Hota. Is that what you're doing? Damn. I would have never seen this. I would have never seen this. The three of you taking the gold, but Hota not? What is going on? Are we in the Twilight Zone?
He's trying to change his image. It's too late, motherfucker.
Hota doesn't rob. He doesn't take money. He don't really care.
All right, he's just going to pickpocket us later, depending on the role.
Probably.
That's what I've been doing in Boulder's Gate.
Pickpocket everybody?
Yeah, I pickpocketed Starion and kicked him out of my party.
Damn! What'd he do?
He tried to bite me in my sleep.
Oh, well, that's what he get then.
Yeah, but he's a vampire. He just wanted a little suck.
It was a lot of meat around. Why mine?
Right.
And he tried to slit my throat when we first met. Two strikes, you're out.
Random pockets and get out of the party.
Starion's great. He's a rogue. Yeah. What's he
on my next? I was playing Damien. I don't need you. Be stealing from each other the whole game and shit. Like, I'll play you on my Stella run through, even though I gave Stella a dude's voice. Anyway, you can cut that stuff out unless we're doing a shameless BG3 promo.
No, we are. I'm gonna leave that in. It's D&D. We leaving
it's
that
D&D.
In.
D&D.
Missing out.
I can't believe you aren't playing.
Haven't had time.
Yeah.
Fair.
It is a time suck.
It is. When they say it's like 70 hours for one playthrough, if you do everything, it is. Mm-hmm. All these other game developers better learn. That's a real game right there. It's not no overcharged $70 game where it's all just microtransactions for more money. Nah. This ain't no cash grab. This game's worth your money. It's worth your time.
For real.
26 hours.
Easy. As you all are listeners, just so you guys know, yes, Baldur's Gate's awesome. Go get it. Support them. But Taraki's just looking at you guys as he hands over the bag of gold. Torami steps up, his sister. Again, she's a Tiger Yeki just like him, and she's about the same height. They're technically twins. And she bows her head, and she holds her hands up and begins to sign language. Because again, she doesn't speak. She can't speak. And Taraki looks over at her, then back at the four of you, or I guess the five of you with Tsunami.
There is one other thing. My sister has and wants to share this with you. It was her idea. Not only are we giving you our gold, but after seeing what happened here in Miyazu with the Rassler and his acolytes, we have heard horrible news of things happening on the western borders with Oloria and the Koldarians. I hear General Ranak himself, the Tempest of Koldar's, led forces against our own on the Western Front. After Tarami and I make sure Miyazu is safe for the time being, we will be heading south to join the Shimaran military to aid them with our fists. We are monks of Nimwa, and if the Koldarians are siding with the Yaksha, they are definitely our enemies. So we will be joining you on the Western Front if that is where your next destination is. If not, then it was an honor to meet you all.
We'll see each other again, I'm sure.
They remember what happened when they were, like, being controlled?
Yes.
She gotta remember rubbing his feet.
She gotta remember rubbing his feet? Or his shoulders, yeah. She's a But yeah, so Tarami, she picks up a watermelon. She has a watermelon in her arm. She holds it up and she throws it into the air and she punches it as it explodes. And she gives you all a thumbs up. And Taraki looks at her and looks back at you. That's what she's going to do to the damn Koldarians.
Okay.
We would travel with you. We would love to travel south with you. But as I've mentioned, it is our duty first to make sure the people of Miyazu are safe after the things that transpired here. We will be heading south in a couple of days, hopefully, to join the forces.
Oh, you just don't want us to have another Ogar, do you?
Another what?
Nothing.
No, really. What is a Rogar?
Yeah, what is a Rogar?
And all the adorable guy that just falls. Never mind.
Heard a few things. Bad bitch this. Oh, hello that.
A wig here, wig there.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can meet the standards of being a Rogar.
Oh, wait. Y'all might be talking about the shopkeep.
Who?
Oh, that's Rosar.
I have known of a name. There is one that sounds similar to that. A traveler. He came by many months ago. His name was Brogar.
Bitch.
Oh, of course.
He have taco meat on his chest.
Not the taco meat.
He was an interesting fella. A dragonborn from the land of Tirister. We don't have dragonborns here in Ashai unless they have traveled from Tirister. Very rare in Ashai. But this Brogar, he was an interesting fella. He loved to party, from what I've seen.
Oh boy.
We need to get this next job out of the way. I'm ready for one of those. We earned it. We fought a lot of things so far, and we've come out on top every time.
That's true.
Don't jinx it.
Don't be I'm trying to expand my vocabulary. Don't be a pessimist. Did I use that right? Oh, no. I used it wrong, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, thank you. But yes. We can come back to the town of Miyazu and show them how to get down.
I'm sure the townsfolk would appreciate that. As I've been told by my sister, she remembers everything that transpired while under the drug's influence. I'm sure they all will be pleased to welcome you back to Miyazu. A party we shall have when you return.
She should document everything she witnessed and remembered. In case he comes back. We can use the things she's heard maybe to, you know, against him next time.
For sure. Well, I know the four of you are busy and you have places to be. Do not allow me, a simple monk of Nimwa, to keep you. Thank you again in behalf of my sister and I and the town of Miyazu. Hopefully I can fight along side by side with you on the front lines in the future.
Oh, yeah, we'll party when we get back. Trami, dance is on me next time. Don't say anything if you want to do it. Good on you. All right, let's go.
You'll take what you can get, I see.
He's strutting away. Peacock style.
Peacock.
Roy's just going to shake his head and follow.
Well, as you all leave the town of Miyazu, again, you're now traveling towards the southern parts of town. Back, this is the exact area where you teleported at first to get to Miyazu. So a lot of the forest area that you're walking through looks familiar to you. And Satrahito Keep, again, it's several days away on foot. It's going to take you some time to get there. So you will be doing some fast traveling. And we will end this episode of Tavern in the Caverns there. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.